All right, so over the last few weeks and months here on the podcast, we have broken a couple of different records on the show. We broke the record for the most single guests on an episode here on the DMSW podcast, and we have also broken the record for the longest episode in the history of the podcast. But today's episode, we are going in the complete opposite direction. Today's episode will be the definition of short and sweet. We are going to set the record for the shortest episode in the history of the podcast, because we're saving minutes here. Because for those of you that don't know, when you start up a podcast, you have to find a hosting website that will host the audio file that you put onto their server, and then that will get pushed out to all the different podcasting apps that are out there. And you're only allotted so many minutes during a month to do that, depending on which hosting site you use and which package you decide to pay for your show. Now, with all that said, if you look under the Disney umbrella right now and you hit all the major categories, Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars, and you think about it for a minute, you'll know that there's a very big project coming to Disney next week that launches next week. We've been teasing it on Instagram for the last couple of weeks, and over this Monday to Friday period here, all of those teases will be made clear. Just like what we did back when Hannah and I launched Podcast Mics for Magic, we teased you guys for a few different weeks leading up to the big project. We've been doing the same thing here again this past week, like I said, on Instagram. So if you do not currently follow the show on Instagram, at the DMSW Podcast, make sure you get over there and do that now, because like I said, all will be revealed this week on Instagram, what we've been teasing and what we've been talking about for this big project behind the scenes here for the last few weeks on both the podcast and the Instagram feed. But with that said, we got to get right to it here. Like I said, we are trying to set the record for the shortest episode of all time here on the podcast. So without further ado, you guys know what has to happen for us to get into the meat of the episode. Colby, you got to give us that music, buddy. I told you guys we're going to go fast. My name is Johnny J. This is episode 62 of the DMSW Podcast. All right, see, this is how you know it's a real legit fast episode here today. Even got a quick hook on the theme song for this episode today. So, like I said, it's going to be textbook short and sweet episode this week, but I felt like it was very important to get an episode out there for you guys, because I wanted to make sure I let you know that we were going to be paying off the surprise that we've been teasing here for the past few weeks on Instagram this week. So again, if you are not already following the podcast over there on Instagram, please do so now at the DMSW Podcast, and make sure you keep an eye out in the stories and posts this week, because like I said, all will be revealed here this week leading up to what we got cooking, what we've had cooking behind the scenes here that'll start next week. But I've also said here in the past that on the podcast, I never want this podcast to be something where it becomes work, or it's something that I don't enjoy doing, or I feel like, well, you know, I said I have to get an episode out on Monday, so I got to put something out there and not give you guys 100% effort, or create content that I think is even worth anybody's time listening to. I think it's always more important to have quality content over just having some content. So to make it worth your while here today, I try to think about what can I talk about in a more short form, but get you some information that would be, like I said, very much worth your time. And the other thing you guys would know about me if you've listened to this podcast before, if you've chatted with me on Instagram, or seeing some of the projects and some of the people that I've worked with in the past, I'm very much a, as corny as it sounds, a teamwork makes the dream work kind of guy. That is the exact motto that I bring to bring to everything I do there on Instagram and through here with the podcast too. So with this short episode here today, the best thing I think I can bring you guys is giving you some information on some other podcasts out there that I think would definitely be worth your time. So I assume if you're here this many episodes into this podcast, you are clearly somebody that enjoys listening to either a Disney podcast, a Marvel podcast, a Star Wars podcast, or all the above. So if that is the case here, I wanted to throw out some other podcasts out there that I think you guys would enjoy if you checked out. So to start off, I want to first mention some rookie podcasts that are out there. All three of these shows that I'm going to mention to you are all less than 10 episodes into their podcasting careers so far. So if you want to get on the ground floor with these podcasts, check them out. Look them up on Instagram and reach out to these hosts and let them know that you're checking out their show. Show them their support, because when you're in those early stages of doing a podcast, every single contact that you make along the way really does mean the world to you, because you certainly go weeks at a time thinking, is there anybody out there that's even listening to what I'm doing right now? So if you're like me, if you enjoy Disney podcasts, Marvel podcasts, Star Wars podcasts, all that type of thing, these are three rookie shows that are just getting their feet wet here that if you reach out to them, I promise you, in my opinion at least, it's very much worth your time. So the first show I want to throw out there is the Mouse Debaters podcast. So these guys run a PG-13 style Disney podcast. They are far braver than I am, because I thought at one point, I think you guys have heard me mention here on the show before, there was one time where I thought about, okay, I'm getting ready to do the Johnny J version of a Disney podcast. I'm going to swear on the podcast. It's going to be an R-rated podcast. It's going to be just like hanging out at the bar with your friends, talking about sports, movies, TV, vacation with your friends, all that kind of stuff, and just bring that right to the podcast. But the more I thought about it, I just didn't have the bravery, I guess, to jump out there into this Disney podcast community going in that direction. I felt like it was a better move to try to play it safe, be a little bit more neutral on the language, be a little bit more family friendly. I think about how many times I'm listening to podcasts in the car with my kids. I figured play it safe and keep it family friendly on the podcast content. But these guys here, they're a little bit closer to that line. They're not a hard R podcast by any means, but they are definitely a full-fledged PG-13 type of content podcast. And I can't tell you how many times I've laughed at these first few episodes that these guys have been putting up. So the podcast is hosted by three friends, Luke, Cammy, and Britt. You can find them on Instagram at Mouse Debaters, DEBATERS there, Mouse Debaters. And some of their recent episodes, they talk about the Disney villains, and a classic thing here, like I said, with the PG-13 podcast, you never know when you're going to get into a Mary F. Kill situation. No matter what the topic these guys are talking about. So tons of laughs, tons of cool things to talk about. They do an entire episode literally just focused on innuendo and adult jokes that have been hidden in Disney movies in the past. So like I said, if you're like me, if you enjoy the adult level humor, but you're also a Disney fan, this is definitely the podcast for you. Check those guys out. And if you heard the episode last week when I had Emily and Clayton on from the Make It Magical podcast, they came on the show to talk about the Haunted Mansion with me. Love those guys. They've been podcasting friends of mine since the very beginning stages here. And on that episode for the opener, did a little joke about the Haunted Mansion ride and the hurry back, maybe hairy back, creepy call that you hear from the ghost near the end of the ride. That was all inspired from a conversation that I picked up that they had on their show. So again, if you enjoy laughing at PG-13 rated humor, definitely go check these guys out. They are absolutely a blast. The next rookie podcaster up is Kenzie. Her podcast is the Monorail Supply Co. podcast, and you can find her on Instagram at Monorail Supply Co. And to me, Kenzie is one of the best sources for Disney news on Instagram. When Disney news breaks, she gets it up there on her stories just as fast, if not faster at some points, than all the major Instagram influencers that are out there and all your Disney news outlets. But she does it in a very, very nice format. It's very simplified. Couple of story slides, like I said, on her Instagram post, and just gets right to the nuts and bolts of the story and let you know what's going on. She is like I said, hands down, my favorite source, my go-to source for anything Disney news related. Anytime there are the quarterly earnings investment calls that you hear, any of that boardroom behind-the-scenes type stuff, Kenzie is a great source for that information as well. She always finds a way to get that information about what's being said and talked about in those board meetings. Like I said, simplified and just down to just a couple of slides that you can check out really quick on Instagram. So definitely check out Kenzie's podcast, Monorail Supply Co. Her recent episode, she talked about and did a deep dive into the Grand Floridian Hotel in Walt Disney World. And she also went and explained everything that goes on with the Food and Wine Festival currently going on in Epcot right now. So she is now a Walt Disney World local. So like I said, if you're looking for another great Walt Disney World focused podcast, definitely check out Kenzie's show, the Monorail Supply Co. podcast. And the third rookie show I'll mention to you guys here today, wrap up the rookie podcast segment here, is it's a podcast hosted by Kristen from the Simple Magic Travel Company. The name of her podcast is Into the Magic Travel, and you can find her on Instagram at Into the Magic Travel. And she runs this new podcast from the perspective of what she does as a travel agent. So she gives you all that good travel agent information through the podcast format. So some of her recent episodes, she talks about all the different forms of transportation in Walt Disney World. And if you've heard me talk on this podcast before about going and planning your Walt Disney World vacation, transportation to me is one of the most important things that you can figure out and have a good plan for ahead of time. Walt Disney World is so big and so massive, and there's so many great forms of transportation. But if you don't kind of have your head on straight and you don't have a game plan going into that vacation, it can very easily get confusing very fast. So she does a great job explaining all the different forms of transportation on Walt Disney World property. She talks about going to Disney with kids, talks about how to plan a Disney World trip by using a travel agent. For anybody out there that has never planned a trip by using a travel agent and has always done it on their own. So again, these are three rookie podcasters. All three of these shows that I've mentioned have less than 10 episodes out right now, but they consider them getting in early here and get on the bus before these guys take off and become three of the next great Disney podcasts that are out there. Some podcasts out there that I've been friends with for a while that hit some very cool milestones recently. I want to give those guys a shout out. Dave and Tony Ann from the Disney Crush podcast. You guys have definitely heard me mention their name before. They were one of the first friends that I made in this Disney podcasting community. They gave tons of time, effort, and Facebook messages back and forth, trying to help me out through the planning stages and the stages of kind of getting the podcast off the ground and launching the show. And when it comes to building a community around the podcast, Dave and Tony Ann have set a very, very high bar. They have done an amazing job building a large group of friends, close-knit group of friends, more so a family, I guess you could say, even how tight this group is. So if you are looking for a Disney community to become friends with, if you are a local to Walt Disney World or Walt Disney World is your home park, you find yourself going there more than any of the other parks, I would highly recommend checking out the Disney Crush, not only their podcast, but also check them out on Facebook. Check out their Facebook group under the Friends of the Disney Crush podcast, because like I said, they have done one of the best jobs at building a community around their show, and they welcome anybody and everybody with open arms into their group of friends. So that's definitely a podcast you should check out. And congrats to them on hitting their 300th episode recently. That is a crazy cool stat in the world of podcasting, especially they say the average podcast right now only lasts for 7 episodes. So Dave and Tony N cracking out number 300 here recently is just absolutely incredible. Here's to your next 300 episodes. When it comes to Boston-based or Massachusetts Disney fans, got to give a shout out to my girl KG. She hit her 100th episode this week, so definitely check out the Living the KG Life podcast. You can find KG on Instagram at Living the KG Life, her podcast. Like I said, she is a Boston-based Disney fan like myself, but she is heavily involved with DVC and the Run Disney community. So if those are areas of Disney that you've always wanted to explore or learn more about, definitely go check out KG's podcast. She has a ton of episodes that hit those topics, plus all the other topics under the sun for Walt Disney World as well. So very much worth your time. And again, congrats to KG for hitting her 100th episode. Another podcast that hit their 100th episode recently here was Chris and Emily from the Happiest Hour on Earth podcast. You can find them on Instagram at the Happiest Hour on Earth. They also have a YouTube channel that is definitely a very cool Disney-themed YouTube channel to check out there. For a very long time, every episode they did, they would either make a Disney snack or a Disney alcoholic beverage on that YouTube channel before they launched their into their podcast episode of the week there. They recently just announced that they have their second child on the way, so congrats to Chris and Emily for having baby number two on the way as well. And as I'm sure all parents can understand right now, once you start getting into those multiple kids situations, the free time goes down, but those guys are still cranking out podcast episodes week after week here. And huge congrats to them for hitting that that big episode 100. And just like the others, congrats on hitting 100, and here's to your next 100, 200, 300 podcast episodes from here on out. So congrats to Chris and Emily. And the last shout out I want to give this week is to our friends Jordan and Dan from the Disneyland Forever podcast. These guys were a huge supporter to Hannah and I when we launched the Podcast Bikes for Magic event a few months back. Jordan was able to actually fly out and join us in the park in Disneyland in May when we got to hang out. And he is one of the coolest Disney friends that you could make. If there is ever a chance that you can meet up with Jordan and Dan in the parks and hang out with these guys, I highly recommend it. Jordan wears that Disney magic on his face for the, not only just the rides, but the fireworks shows and the parades and all that. So great couple of guys, great podcast, Disneyland Forever. If you're going to check them out on Instagram, I'll give you the exact lettering here because it's a little bit tricky to find, but it is very much worth your time. You can find Jordan and Dan on Instagram at Disneyland Forever. But there's no letter A in Disneyland, and there's only the first E in the word ever. So at DisneyLand, the number 4, and then EVR. Okay, so I said a little bit tricky to punch it in that first time, but throw it in that search box. Give those guys a follow. Check out their podcast as well. Jordan and Dan, they just recently announced they hit 50,000 podcast downloads. So that is just an absolutely crazy cool statistic to hit this early in their podcasting career. So huge congrats to Jordan and Dan for launching their show and putting out content that is clearly hitting home with a lot of people and bringing a lot of folks back week after week to check them out. I highly recommend you guys give their podcast a try. That is the Disneyland Forever podcast. Also want to shout out Emily and Clayton again. I said mentioned them earlier here in this episode when I was talking about the Mouse Debaters podcast, but just wanted to thank Emily and Clayton once again for joining me here last week on the show to talk all things Haunted Mansion, the Haunted Mansion movie that just came out, and they are also huge fans of the Haunted Mansion ride, so they were the perfect guest to have on last week. Had a ton of fun talking to those guys. Can't thank them enough for giving up their time and giving up the chance to mention that movie and talk about their opinions on that movie on their podcast. Like I said, if you're a fan of their podcast, or if you're a fan of them on Instagram, everybody knows that they are the biggest fans of the Haunted Mansion ride, and they have refused to talk about the movie on their podcast. They consistently have been telling their listeners, if you want to hear us talk about this movie, go listen to us on Johnny's podcast. That's the only place we're going to talk about it. So huge thank you to Emily and Clayton for giving me that shout out and pushing their fan base my way over here onto the DMSW podcast. Also want to give a huge thank you to Hannah and Elisa from the Learning the Magic podcast. You guys have heard me sing Hannah's praises multiple times here on this podcast. She is one of, if not my best friend in this Disney podcasting community. She was my partner on the Podcast Mics for Magic event, and I just can't say enough good things about her podcast. It has everything under the sun that you would want from a Disney podcast. There is tons of tips and tricks. There's good banter between her and Elisa, her podcast co-host. Tons of laughs, and I can't recommend it enough. If you are not already checking out the Learning the Magic podcast, definitely go subscribe and check out their podcast. Give them a rating, get them those 5 stars, write them a review on Apple Podcasts if you have not already. And also check out Elisa's Disney bracelet company, the Bashley Ever After Co. Company. So if you're going to check out those guys on Instagram, you can find Hannah at Hannah Learning the Magic, and Elisa, her bracelet company, is at Bashfully Ever After Co. They were kind enough to have me on their podcast a couple episodes ago. They're going to be traveling to Walt Disney World next month with Kylie from Trending on Main Street. That's another person you should definitely go give a follow to on Instagram if you are not already following Kylie. She is one of the kindest and most supportive friends that you could make in this Disney community, and she has her own mini ear business as well. So if you, like I said, if you're not already following Kylie, look her up on Instagram as well, at Trending on Main Street. But those three ladies are having a girls trip to Walt Disney World, like I said, next month. So they had me come on their show to kind of help go through their itinerary and make some tweaks and some changes along the way to make sure that they had the best possible trip on the books that they can have next month. So really appreciate Elisa and Hannah for having me on their podcast, and we'll be having them on the podcast here pretty soon as well. We got a topic that I think will be really fun to talk about with them here on a future episode. So like I said, if you are not already subscribed and listening to the Learning the Magic podcast, definitely make sure you do that in your podcasting app of choice, but also follow all those ladies on Instagram as well. And the other two podcasts I want to shout out on this episode here today before we wrap it up are the Market House podcast with Caleb and Caitlin. You can find them on Instagram at Market House Podcast, and the Parks Academy podcast with Steven and Paige, and you can find them on Instagram at The Parks Academy. So those are two podcasts that are in my weekly Disney podcast rotation now. Both of those podcasts have asked me to come on their show here in the next coming weeks. So I'll save the subject matter of what we're going to be talking about on their episode for them to make that announcement once we kind of figure out what days everything's going to be coming out. But more details to follow on that. But either way, in the meantime, two more Disney podcasts that if they are not currently in your podcast rotation, I would highly recommend adding the Parks Academy and Market House on there. Four great hosts right there, like I said, that are very much worth your time. But at that point, we're trying to keep this one short and sweet because we got some big things cooking and coming for you guys next week here on the DMSW podcast. So like I said, the last time I'll say it here on this episode today, if you're not currently following this podcast on Instagram, go do so now at the DMSW podcast, because all these secret hints that we've been mentioning here on the podcast and on Instagram over the last couple of weeks will all be revealed over this next few days here, Monday to Friday this week. And then the real fun will start next week on the on this podcast feed that hopefully you're subscribed to right now. If you are not, hit that subscribe button. And if you are on Apple Podcasts, if you could drop a 5-star rating, write a quick review, I would highly, highly appreciate it, because it is the best thing that you can do to help this podcast grow and get pushed through that algorithm in that app. So if somebody's punching in search terms like Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, this podcast will get shot further up those rankings and have a better chance to get caught by a new pair of eyes. and all these other podcasts that I mentioned here today. If you're not already subscribed to them in your podcasting app of choice, if you're not following them on Instagram, go give them all that same courtesy that you would give me as well. Please go follow all those podcasts on Instagram, interact, chat with those people. They are all some of the coolest people that you'll meet in this Disney community, and they are very much worth your time. If they weren't worth your time and they weren't worth your listen, I wouldn't be mentioning them here on the podcast. So I give you my word, these shows and these people are very much worth your time and very much worth your follow and your support. So with that, we will wrap it up here with this episode here today on the DMSW podcast. I got to get to sleep. I got to get some rest because, like I said, we have a big, big week coming up next week here on the show. So check us out on Instagram. You'll find out what this big surprise is. And I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. Take care.